come prepared in faith, confession, and joy to receive the gift of Holy Communion. Amen. God calls each and every one of us. But how should we listen for God's call? Some people close all of their senses to God and refuse to hear God's call. They have turned the ringer off. Some people hear God's call and put God on hold, deciding to answer at a later, more convenient time. Then there are those who try to return God's call, collect, making God pay for calling them by only agreeing to follow the call after God has provided them with their needs or satisfied their agenda or given them the details and the future steps of God's call. Still others hear God's call but decide that they should forward it on to someone else. Still others use call waiting and take other calls first. But others listen for God's call and live it. Scripture says, "Meanwhile, the boy Samuel served the Lord by assisting Eli. Now, in those days, messages from the Lord were very rare, and visions were quite uncommon. One night, Eli, who was almost blind by now, had gone to bed. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was sleeping in the tabernacle near the ark of God. Suddenly, the Lord called out, 'Samuel.' 'Yes,' Samuel replied. 'What is it?' He got up and ran to Eli. 'Here I am. Did you call me?' 'I didn't call you,' Eli replied. 'Go back to bed.' So he did. Then the Lord called out again, 'Samuel.' Again, Samuel got up and went to Eli. 'Here I am. Did you call me?' 'I didn't call you, my son,' Eli said. 'Go back to bed.' Samuel did not yet know the Lord because he had never had a message from the Lord before. So the Lord called a third time, and once more Samuel got up and went to Eli. 'Here I am, did you call me?' Then Eli realized it was the Lord who was calling the boy. So he said to Samuel, 'Go and lie down again, and if someone calls again, say, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." So Samuel went back to bed, and the Lord came and called as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel replied, "Speak, your servant is listening." Then the Lord said to Samuel, "I am about to do a shocking thing in Israel. I am going to carry out all my threats against Eli and his family from beginning to end. I have warned him that judgment is coming upon his family forever because his sons are blaspheming God and he hasn't disciplined them. So I have vowed that the sins of Eli and his sons will never be forgiven by sacrifices or offerings." Samuel's call is the story of each of us, for God speaks to each and every one of us. The key is knowing how to tune into God's voice. Samuel shows us how with a prayer, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." God has a special call for every person. God personally reveals a plan for each of our lives. The first aspect of hearing God's call is to always be expecting God to speak to you. Initially, this is why Samuel mistook God's call for the voice of Eli. Scripture says that Samuel did not yet know God. Certainly, Samuel knew all about God, for his parents were deeply spiritual, and he spent most of his time serving in the temple. Samuel was familiar with the Bible and how to worship God. What Scripture is pointing out is that Samuel did not know God in a personal relationship. Samuel was not expecting God to personally speak to him, a young youth. Our ability to hear God's call begins when we constantly expect God to speak to us. Growing our ability to hear God is similar to other relationships. The more time we spend with someone, the more time we speak and actively listen to another, the easier it is to understand them and to hear their voice. Samuel's call reminds us that God's voice is often mediated through human words. In our efforts to discern God's voice, we see in Samuel's call the need for community. If it were not for Eli perceiving that God was speaking to Samuel and then teaching him how to answer God's call, then Samuel would still be roaming around in the dark. Our scripture encourages us to seek the advice and wisdom of others who can help us understand what God is saying to us. God speaks to me through numerous people, sometimes in places I least expect. God speaks to each of us in a way that we can understand. To Samuel, the voice of God sounded like the voice of Eli. It was a familiar and comforting voice. God may speak to you in the words of a parent, a child, a close friend, or through someone at church. Of course, ears are not required. God may whisper to our hearts and minds as we read scripture, drive in our cars, make art, surf the web, exercise, sit by a shady lakeside, work, sing, enjoy a meal, sport, or book, or lie awake in the still of the night. God created all of creation good. God uses the entire cosmos to speak to us. God speaks in a unique way to each person. God often will use your favorite thing, activity, or person to speak to you. To hear God's voice, try to filter out some of the noise in your life and listen with your heart and soul. Try to become transparent. Invite others to view your relationship with God. Have you ever been unable to hear someone because your surroundings were too noisy? You may have perfectly good hearing, but in the midst of too much noise, be unable to hear a particular voice. All of us have a spiritual inner ear, which God speaks to us through, but sometimes we have difficulty filtering out all the other noises. In these situations, Eli tells us to respond with, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." It is a prayer for God to help you hear what God has to say, to hear God's still small voice among the many other competing voices. It is a prayer asking for God to help us tune out the many distractions that flash across our minds, to quiet our desires so we can tune into God. C.S. Lewis said, "The real problem in the Christian life comes the very moment you wake up each morning. All your wishes and hopes for today rush at you like wild animals. And the first job each morning is just shoving them back. Just listening to that other voice, taking that other point of view, letting that other, stronger, quieter life come flowing in, and so on, all day long." 12 years ago, I was talking to my spiritual director in Ohio, one of many people that I talk with to help me hear God's call for my life. I told her of what I thought I heard God saying to me through various mediums, and then I went on to say, "You know, I'm unsure," and I rattled off a list of thoughts. I still remember and try to live her advice. She challenged me to quiet my mind and listen to God with my heart. She said, "The heart is like the home plate in baseball, and the mind, our thoughts, is like the dirt. Worries, commitments, goals, plans, etc., from the routines and doings of life pile up and clutter up the heart, just like the dirt clutters home plate. Every so often, I need to be like the umpire who brushes the dirt off of the plate. I need to make space to hear God. I need to let go of my thoughts for a while. The dirt is still there, and there is nothing wrong with the dirt. It's part of the game. It's part of life. And the dirt will keep coming back and cluttering the plate. But every so often, you need to clear off the plate, make space in your life, space in your heart to tune into God. If you are following God's call, then your heart will likely be filled with unexplainable, sustainable peace." Everybody can hear God's voice, but not everyone chooses to listen. It takes time, concentration, practice, and focus to be a good listener. The prayer, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening," stresses the importance of listening. At times, all of us are poor listeners. The story is told of a couple who came to see the pastor for marriage coaching. The lady said, "The trouble with my husband is that he seldom listens to me. And when he doesn't hear. And when he does hear, he hears it all wrong. And even when he hears it right, he changes his understanding so fast that it's never what I meant in the first place." I suspect all of us have listened to others and God like that at times. Samuel, throughout his life, kept praying, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." Even when the message was undesirable to fulfill the call, Samuel kept listening and tried to be faithful. Samuel's first call was extremely difficult. Can you imagine? He was to tell his mentor, Eli, that God was going to punish him and his sons for their refusal to repent of their many sins. Even more difficult was that God was going to punish Eli for his failure to discipline his sons. Samuel was to tell Eli that doing evil or failure to love your children enough to do the hard work of disciplining them cannot be forgiven with mere burnt offerings. Here God is already foreshadowing the new covenant, that forgiveness doesn't come through burnt offerings. Forgiveness comes by the grace of God through Jesus, making an atoning sacrifice for our sins. So forgiveness is a free gift. Yes, Eli and Eli's sons will be forgiven. But in the meantime, if they don't shape up, God's going to give them some consequences. That's a really tough message to deliver. Probably Eli in this case was maybe 11, 12, something like that. That's a whole nother sermon, that forgiveness grace piece, for another time. Samuel proved himself faithful in delivering this difficult message. And the more Samuel lived God's call, served and listened to God, the more he heard God speak to him. God then entrusted Samuel with more and more things, which made Samuel even better at perceiving God's call. The relationship grew. Hearing God is often an ever-expanding spiral. Another key word in "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening" is servant. A servant is a person that serves or carries out the wishes of another. If we sincerely pray this prayer, it means that we will serve God even if our own wishes or the wishes of those around us are in conflict with God's calling. Sometimes we strive to hear God's call, but we fail to adjust our goals. We want to follow God's call, but only if it will help us get to where we want to go when we want to be there. To be God's servant, we need to give up the control and destination of our lives to God. God keeps calling us to new and different things throughout our life. Samuel was first called to deliver a message to his mentor, but later on God called him to be a judge, then a priest, prophet, counselor, and God's voice at a turning point in the history of Israel. I suspect that if God would have given him the entire call up front as a young youth, he would have been overwhelmed and would not have known where to start, or maybe would have given up on it altogether. Looking back over my life, I can see how God was guiding me. Some of the most bewildering and difficult experiences God used to prepare me for God's next call. God even took some tragedies and later taught me some good through them. Again, that could be a whole nother sermon, because I believe that God never causes tragedy to teach or test us. However, once tragedy happens, God can use that experience and bring some good out of it, can bring some healing from it. Looking back, I can see how God was calling me, but often at the time, that experience made no sense. God has called me in some directions I did not want to go, but later on, I experienced some unexpected joy. There are as many ways to listen to God as there are people from the beginning of time through eternity. So I cannot tell you specifically how to listen to God, because God honors your uniqueness by speaking to you in the very best way for your personality. But this week, perhaps try listening to God in a new way if you're not already doing all of these. Perhaps with silence. If you're not already spending time in silence, try taking 5 minutes a day. Relax. Let go and let God. Start by becoming aware of your breath. God is spirit, air, breath. Imagine that you are breathing in God's love. Perhaps say, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me. Visualize spending time with Jesus in your favorite place, with your favorite people. Perhaps draw or write down in a journal what comes to you as you picture Jesus talking to you. Recognize God in your story. God said, You are my beloved child, and I am fully pleased with you. Think back over the past 24 hours. When did you feel wonder or love, delight, joy, peace, laughter, gratitude, hope, belonging, connection, acceptance? If you felt any of those, that's God speaking to you. Read God's love letter to you. Spend time every day reading the Bible. Scripture guides us in the best way to live our life and explains God's wonderful plan for us. Receive nourishment. God has filled your life with spiritual nourishment, such as the bread and juice of communion, music, literature, movies, the beauty of nature, your favorite things, taste, smell, sounds, feeling, sights, worship, games. What is God inviting you to do or be through these blessings? Serve. Share God's love with others. Spend time doing that which brings you joy and is also needed by someone else. Every day ask, What is wildly important for me to do today? Community. God speaks to us through those around us who love us. Listen to and cherish your family and friends. God is calling all of us. May we all respond. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Every day this week, focus on listening to God. And then next Sunday, I want you to share with someone what you heard. Amen. Let's take a moment of silence to listen to God.